Blog Talk Radio.
Where you at?
I'm trapped in my own mind, I trap like I'm in bondage. Everybody ain't eating, some of us hungry like a hostage. Mess around, come up leaking with the 30 round cartridge. To the right, he's playing. Will you do anything to get fed? California reality with a California mentality. Pushing weight like calories to collect our salary. Pimpin' pink toes like Becky Marge and Valerie.
Who you allergic to?
I'm allergic to suckers, mine like allergy.
To the west,
that's right.
West side, this is for the west side. West side.
California chucks with these California strings. Real California dickies with these California D's. Say the wrong thing, get with them California things. I come from a land of them California G's. Catch me Benny Cone sipping California lean. And if you really with it, join my California team. We some real B's and some California C's. Oh, you didn't know, it's the California thing.
This is for the West Side. West Side. This is for the West Side.
West Side.
Lolos be dipping and the laws keep tripping, but you know we do it our way. California, IA, West like Kanye, from G's to boys to me and no singing like Wanye. Gangsta shit with a cute bitch. She roll a blunt and count money and talk shit. Use a trick. You wanna know my bitch dress size? Break bread or fake dead? This is for the best side, the West Side.
Welcome to the Bay, man.
Yeah.
You a long way from L.A., man.
Yeah.
But it's just as dangerous. No Crips and Bloods, but the shit don't change that much. Niggas still represent throwing up. You can't have a good time if you don't know enough. Cause Cali girls like to show that stuff. And us Oakland niggas, we have them hoeing up.
This is for the West Side.
Yeah.
West Side. This is for the West Side.
California fan, I'm on that California Kush, up in early Cali smirch. California earthquake, California sunshine. Caught up in that twist, calling California. California politics and California consequences. Bitches be flocking to California, flipping like pigeons. California band, fully automatic weapon. California kid to a California legend. When Cali get together, watch how California ball. Show some California love, put some plaques up on the wall. California scream for the Golden State Warrior, born in Detroit but made in California.
Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California.
Peace. This is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, yeah, we back in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And you just heard that you're now listening to Lush Radio Online, the hottest internet radio show, worldwide, international, man. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Big shout out to Quan Lee. You know what I'm saying? Definitely another third of Forbes DVD magazine. Log on to Forbes DVD magazine. Today is his birthday, so shout out to him. Shout out to my boy from Forbes magazine, Quan Lee. Tonight, if you don't know, we're going to have the world famous G-Unit's own, your boy, 40 Glock, live in the building with us tonight. So call in at 347-826-7722. We got a caller from the 951. What it do, baby? 951, what it do?
Hey, yo, what it do? It's a Big Bad Fall.
What up? What's up? What's your name?
It's 40 Glock.
What up, 40? What's poppin' with you, famo? What's good?
What it do, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane. Woo-hoo.
I can dig it. That's what it is, bro.
That's what it is, man. Let me show you some Less Radio love, man. Appreciate you, man, for coming through. Appreciate you, because I know you're real busy. You're promoting the Welcome to California situation. You're getting crazy rotation, so you know what I'm saying? Played it earlier. You know, we got the video live on the website, man, and you're doing your thing, man. Salute to you, fam.
Man, good looking. Yeah, the record doing cool. It's just, it's growing, you know. I'm happy with it. You know, we pushing the line, man. I mean, it's I'm standing, you know me, I go against the grain with everything I do. So it's like, you know, I know it's not the type of music that's out there right now, but it's a definite anthem, and, you know, I like to try to break barriers. So that's what we're pushing.
Definitely. And I got my co-host live in the building directly from Cali, DJ Hustle, live on the line with us right now.
What's going on, 40 Glock?
What up with it, bro?
Man, I'm just getting my grind down. I love the anthem. We going to play in the club. I ain't tripping. We got you 24/7. Hustle.
That's what's up, man. I could dig that, man. A lot of support.
Definitely, man.
One thing I got to say, though, for you, man, that is a straight anthem for California. If you don't know people out there, man, I mean, this cat had everybody that you even think about or even dream about that you say that represents California within this video. How did you come about to get all these cats together in one place at the same time, or was it several shoots?
It was just something, you know, like if people don't know, like I'm real well connected when it comes to the streets of like the West Coast. So it's like, you know, I just reached out to everybody. Everybody been knowing me since I was a teenager and so forth on like that. So, you know, with the relationships I got, I really reached out to everybody and I told them what I was trying to do and what I wanted to do. And everybody supported me with it. And that's how it came about, you know.
That's what's up, man. And 40, you know, you have E-40 on that remix with you, and you have Snoop and Exhibit, which I'm and Too Short, and I'm really glad to see Exhibit back with something and stuff. So, how did all of those relationships work out and stuff? You know, when you guys were like in the studio and working on doing stuff, how was that relationship?
Real good, man. I was turned up. I was excited off of it. Like I told them, they was excited when they heard it, and they was just like, "Yeah, let's do it." You know what I mean? And then we shot the video. Everybody participated. It's just, man, it was a good feeling, man. It definitely gave you that. It was definitely motivation for sure.
That's what's up. That's all we need. We need that motivation out here, man, for real. But I'm definitely feeling it, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the whole West Coast thing, but I'm going to throw it over there to DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle, you got a question for 40?
Oh, yeah, I do, man. Are you in California right now, 40? Are you touring right now?
We on the road, but we'll be in California, back on California around the 20th or something like that. I fly back in tomorrow, handle some biz. I'm shooting a video with me and DJ Paul called Thump It Out for my album. From 3-6 Mafia. So, you know, him and Juicy gonna come through. We finna do a real big and shoot the Thump It Out record. I don't know if everybody haven't heard that one yet, but, you know, little snippets out there. So, and then we on the road with Mobb Deep, Alchemist, Noit, all of us, we on the road. We start tour, Friday, first show in New Orleans. Oh. Then we in Houston, Texas, then Dallas, Texas, and then Philly, and so forth on, you know, rocks the veils.
That's what's up, man. You know what? When you come out to California, hit us up, man. Hustle TV will come out. We get some behind the footage, man, for your video, dog. And, you know, we have a cracking.
For sure. Let's get it in.
Man, that's what it is. You know, come to California, put, you know, when you come back, set a time where you can come into the studio, a time on the cable. We can have a live interview right there and put you on TV too and promote the video.
Right.
That's a good look. And for you, man, talk to me, man. You know, what inspired you to get into this music industry? You know what I'm saying? What made you say, this is what I want to do?
First of all, I never had a 9-to-5. I never knew what that felt like. And I was just, I was a teenager, I was homeless. And that was just something I wanted to do, you know. I didn't have no mother figure, no father figure, nobody tell me what to do. All I had, like, what inspired me is what I heard and what I seen, and that was something I liked it, and I wanted to, I feel like I had a passion for it, like, that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I pursued, you know what I mean? And I felt like I had to learn how to make money out of it, you know what I mean, to accumulate it to a profit, make it beneficial for me at the same time, and that's what I did, and I learned it myself, and I learned how to get my own. I never had a deal, you know what I mean? I always been independent from like a teenager, so I just made it all beneficial for me. Here I am today.
Definitely. You're keeping it going and keeping it moving, and that's what it is, never stopping. And that's what it is about this music industry. You can't, stay stagnated. You got to continue moving, new projects, different things. And, you just don't stay in one category. You know, a lot of artists, coming out of the West Coast in that area and stuff, a lot of them, they're, like, classified, they only going to have this West Side, like, West Coast sound. But at the same time, you've expanded and you're doing music with a lot of people in different areas and stuff, which is great. I have another question for you. Being an artist, what is the biggest thing that you feel that artists need to know once stepping into this industry?
It's not what you think, you know what I mean? Expect the unexpected, you know what I mean? You don't expect to get beat out your money, you know what I mean? It's going to come unexpectedly, you know what I'm saying? So expect unexpected. That's all I can really tell people. Like, you think everybody is real. You don't see everybody not real. You know what I mean? You don't see, you feel yourself being the only real person. You know what I mean? Just expect unexpected, man. It's not what you think. You know what I mean? It's a lot of blinds over the eyes. And when you behind the scene, you start to see everything for what it's worth.
Definitely. There's definitely a lot of sheep's and wool's clothing out here, you know what I'm saying, in this industry and in life in general. But I think, between the streets, I think the industry is even more wool's than anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
When you're looking to it. Definitely.
Definitely.
And we heard the same thing from your boy. Shout out to Spider Loki. Came on a while ago, we had him on. He spoke the same thing. I mean, once you get into the industry, everything that you thought it was going to be and you get into it, it's like, man, this is something different than what I expected, So, but, all about it is just, having that tough skin and just getting through it and just doing you and staying true to yourself, which you continue to do, 40 Glock, and we definitely salute you on that, With this change in the music industry, with a lot of people going towards like the pop rap situation, do you feel yourself having to merge into the pop situation, or do you feel like it really doesn't matter, when it comes to music nowadays?
Yeah, right. What was that last ending? I couldn't hear you. What was your question?
I said basically when it comes to this music industry now, they're slowly evolving into this whole pop, hip-hop thing. Do you feel yourself having to kind of like merge into doing some pop also with the hip-hop, or you really really different?
Most definitely I don't, because I do pop. Like, I got pop songs, you know what I mean? Like, I like pop. I'm a fan of pop. I'm a fan of, like, I got all kind of this, and this is what my album about, New World Agenda. I got every genre on my album. Like, this is the music that I make. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, they never got to hear all the other genres of music that I make, because, everybody just paid attention to the controversy, and the Diss Records and the, oh, 40 just got into this, or 40 just, you know what I mean? Now they're getting to understand 40 as an artist and understand where I'm coming from. And that's what my album title is about, New World of Jenna. It has to do with, like, politics, the laughter, the humor, the different genres, the, like, people don't know I like techno music. People don't know I like pop music. People don't know I like gangster rap. I like love music. I like R&B. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've created all of those, but people haven't got to see those. That's why the transition, when I released my first single with me and Ray J, everybody was like, him and Ray J got a song coming. And then when I dropped it, everybody was like, yo, this is hot. But people didn't know I always had that chemistry, and that's the music I always make. You know what I mean? Like, I make all kind of genres, different genres of music. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I consider really an artist, but people never really seen me as an artist, and now they're getting to see my art, and they're going to be 100% satisfied, you know?
That's what it is. And you know what? Over here at Lush Radio Online, we try to not focus on the negative parts, because I know it was big controversy with different things that was going on in the industry, but really, we want to know you as 40 Glock, as the artist, you and, you know, your creativity, you know, what makes you tick and things like that, so the world can know, you know what I'm saying, behind, you know, the controversy, who is 40 Glock at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And what his music means to him, you know, at the end of the day. You know?
Right. At the end of the day, it's a definite, I want to say it's a definite, he's 40, he's an artist, a businessman, you know what I mean, a family man. You know, got a good heart. Not everything that, you know, is portrayed. You know, you got to remember, everything is a part of entertainment. You know what I mean? When the Terminator played the Terminator, you didn't want to see him being the good guy. You know what I mean? You want to see him being the Terminator. You don't want to see him running around being a family man. You understand what I'm saying? He has to be the Terminator. That's what you paid to go see. You understand
Definitely.
What I'm saying? That's the character that you watching in that movie. You know what I mean? So you just got to know how to just appreciate the entertainment. And it's not. And if they weren't entertained, they wouldn't be talking about me. So just appreciate it for what it's worth. And remember, at the end of the day, I'm a businessman. And you know I'm a businessman because you see me, and you always see me in a place of business and doing business. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And we're live right now on Lush Radio Online with your boy 40 Glock live in the building. You know what I mean? So call in at 347-826-7722 to talk to him live. The other question
I
have
is, huh?
What'd you say, baby?
I said, yeah, let's chop it up.
We got a caller from the 954. That looks like Florida. You're live on the line. State your name and where you're calling from, and you're live with 40 Glock. What it do, baby?
This is Professor X, Colorado, you know what I'm saying, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What's good with you, Lush? What's good, DJ Hustle? What's good, 40 Glock? I do have a question for you. As far as you being an artist, like, what's the best advice you can give any artist trying to come up, you know what I'm saying, without doing stuff they ain't really got to do, you know what I'm saying, to get where they need to get?
Just follow your heart, do what your heart tell you to do, you know what I mean? Make the kind of choices what your heart want to make, like the decisions, like just do it. And also, you got to be business savvy about it, too. You got to have some type of mind structure. But, you know, being an artist is you trapping people and you bringing them into your world. That's how I look at it. That's how I always look at it. Like, you got to figure out what's your niche and how to bring people into your artistry. How to bring people into your world and see everything that you're doing the way that you feel is why you're doing it. And that's how you trap them, and that's how you get them, that's how you make a fan. You know what I mean? That's when you got a loyal fan right there.
Good answer, brother.
That's what's up. Stay on the line with us, Professor X. DJ Hustle, you got another question for 40? Hustle, you there? I guess we lost him for a second. But another thing I want to ask you, tell us, you know, the business side of 40 Glock. when you got into the business, I know with most artists, they get into the business and, you know, the money is thrown there, the advance, you know, checks and everything. Everything seems hunky-dory. But when did you feel like, you know, I have to know everything, you know, behind the business-wise besides just being an artist at the end of the day? When was that time when you said, hold, let me fall back, let me check what's going on? When did you decide to do that?
When I spent my first... when I made my first $400 when I was like 13, 14 years old, and I finally wanted to get in the studio. I never had a manager, you know what I mean? I always managed myself, I always did everything for Dolo. And it was just like, you know, once I spent that money and I made my first little, I always say I never made a demo. Because I never call any of my records demos. I call my once I do a record, it's done. Ain't no demo, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I always thought like that. And I pressed it up myself, and I went around passing them out and da-da-da, so forth. And then, you know, after I start accumulating and seeing people like my music, I start feeling like, okay, I get money for it. Like, and I start selling it. And people was really buying it. And they really eat it up when I sell it. Like, I sell more. Like, I tell you right now, today, I could sell more CDs hand-to-hand than I could sell versus me putting it on TV and putting it on the radio and putting it on iTunes and telling people to go get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could sell them better hand-to-hand. People like, yo, this 40, woo, and they pop it in like this, fire. You know what I mean? So that's once I was doing all that, that's when I noticed, and I was like, yo, I got to learn. I need to learn more. And I just start teaching myself more, you know what I mean? Teaching myself the back end of it and all that. So, you know, my first deal came. It was like 300K or something like that. And, you know, that was all pocket cash because I had already paid for my own album to get done. You know what I mean? Like, I did my own album. Basically, I sold it, and I did a joint venture deal. They paid me to distribute my album. You know what I'm saying? And make money with me. And that's how we did that. And, you know, that's when I was steadily still learning the business, you know what I mean? And now, then I was like, I want my own label deal. I got my own label deal years ago when I was like 17. And that went cool. But then I did another, then I got, you know, I learned more. That's how I did my BMG deal. And I got the 300K. Then, you know, I learned more. And now here I am today. And now I got my own label distribution deal with Fontana Universal.
Definitely. Talk to us about that. I heard from a birdie. Apparently, you're signing Razzcast, or you have signed Razzcast?
Yeah, Razzcast down when we did the joint venture deal. You know what I mean? So we currently works with a lot of stuff. Razz is super talented. You know, he helped me a lot with my new World Agenda album. It's just we doing fire. I mean, Raz. I'm trying to take Zoo Life to that level. You know what I mean? That's the name of my label, Zoo Life Entertainment. And when I label it entertainment, it's not Zoo Life Music, Zoo Life Food, because entertainment, you could be music, you could be acting, you could do everything. You know what I mean? And I don't like limiting myself because I do it all. So you know, and I also act. I did my first movie, which is called Miss March. It hit like box office, number 10 in the box office. I'm currently doing other acting stuff that I'm doing. You know,
Are you talking about that comedy movie, Miss March?
Yeah.
Man, I saw that movie. That joint had me dying laughing. I gotta watch
right.
That joint again.
that was me at the end. You know, and also, you know, I'm trying to get more impressions. Like, people need to see me different, like with my hat off and, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So, you know, and that's what that was right there. That was me. I was the dude, Horsevig.mpeg. I was his homeboy. I'm the one that tripped on him at the end. Yeah, I'm the one that tripped on him at the end, like, yo, you be lying. You know what I mean? You know which part I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. That was me flipped out on him and Martin, the dude that played Brother Man from the Fifth Floor. And I was like, yo, hold this fool, man. You know what I mean?
Word. Yo, I'm going to say shout out to everybody that's listening right now. If you haven't seen Miss March, I don't know, I don't think it came like out in like big theaters, but like if you check it out, that's the most funniest, hilarious movie I've seen ever. Seriously.
It came on big theaters. It hit number 10 in the box office. It did good.
Oh, okay.
Well, it hit number 10. It didn't hit number 1 or nothing, but it hit number 10. And it did good in the movie theaters, you know what I mean? That makes those with the whitest kids, you know, Trevor and Zach. You know,
hilarious,
good flick. Word.
That movie was hilarious, man. I don't know. You guys got to go pick it up, rent it or whatever, but that movie was hilarious. Somebody had told me about it, and I went and checked it out, and I was like, yo, this thing is hilarious. This is a hilarious movie and stuff. I'm going to go watch it again just because you said that. I'm going to go watch it again. That joint at the end
right.
with the M. Dot horsepeg or whatever, that joint was hilarious like hell. All this time I thought he had a horse thing and it was like, what the hell is that?
Right.
That's crazy, man. But that joint is hilarious. So you're doing the acting, you got the label situation, you're doing a lot of things. Are there any other ventures that you're looking at trying to get into?
Well, I just did this wrestling. We're doing wrestling right now. I got a West Coast team, and it's with this company called the Urban Wrestling Federation. And I start airing in September. That's when my segment start airing as far as pay-per-view and all that. And, you know, I got a few documentaries out there with, like, QD3 and so forth on. And that's come on Fuse right now. One of them called Beef Behind the Bullet, and the other one's called Rhyme and Punishment. You know, I got Prodigy and all of us in it. I'm Freddy. I'm currently trying to shoot a movie called Welcome in California. You know what I mean? That follows up with the single. So, you know, I'm trying to do different things and, you know what I mean, take it there.
Yeah.
You know, Zoo Life.
Zoo Life is definitely doing its thing. But, you know, the good thing that I like about you is you're branding yourself in different markets. You're not staying in one market. You're branding yourself in different markets.
Right.
To bring in revenue, which, you know, a lot of people need to understand that, you know, even though, you know, you are in the music industry, you also need to learn to, you know, find other businesses to bring in revenue at the end of the day, because the music, yeah, it's going to last forever, but, you know, we have our ups and downs with the music business, so you got to find other revenues, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you know.
Right.
So,
and that was always my thing. I wanted to make Zoo Life and myself a household name. And that's like one of my main goals, you know.
Definitely, definitely. I think we got DJ Hustle back in the building. DJ Hustle, you
yes.
back in the building with us?
Yeah, my phone dropped, so I'm cool now. I'm back at the crib.
Okay, you got a question.
Hey,
another question.
I got a question for you. You are a beast when it comes to the online presence. Did you get so? I said you are a beast with your online presence. You are everywhere online. If you put Forty Glock in any search engine, you everywhere. How'd you make that transpire? How'd you get that done like that?
I don't know, man. It just virally. I don't know what took it there. It was like, I guess basically because the internet allows me to give my life, and I think people is like. My life is interesting to people. Like, they don't understand how so much goes on with me. And I was never afraid to hide my life. And, you know, I always videoed it, threw it on YouTube, whatever I seen, I recorded. And people are like, yo, I get that on camera. Like, yo, how do you know this is going to happen? Like, and a lot of it, I don't really know it's going to happen. It's like, sometimes trouble follows me naturally. I always say it like that. Like, it just, I had a camera on and something happens. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Word. And it's just my everyday life. And it's a lot of stuff that I don't get on camera. And after it happened, I'm like, yo, I wish I had the camera on.
That's what's up, man. I commend you on your success, man. I want to see you grow. And I want you to be the next superstar from the West Coast, man.
All right. Thanks, bro.
That's what it is. Like, we here to support you, man. Lush is going to do her thing. I'm going to do my thing, man. Whatever you need from Lush or Hustle, we got you. And that's what we're about. Man, we're about letting people do their thing and shine. I mean, you're going hard in the paint, man, like 24 is doing. And I foresee great things for you, bro.
Thanks, man. I'm on one.
Hey, and it's wrong with it. Get it.
Let us know when you're in New York and in the DMV again, in the D.C. area or New York, and just let us know, you know what I'm saying? So we come check you out and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know New York, my second home. Shout out to G on it. Shout out to Infamous, you know what I mean? We moving.
Definitely.
That's my family. We pushing.
Definitely. Make sure that you support, you know what I'm saying, 40 Block and everything that he's doing, man. The Welcome to California remix is bananas, retarded, crazy. You should go slap yourself if you haven't seen it yet or heard the song. You know what I mean? It's crazy right now. The other thing I wanted to say to you, if you wasn't doing music right now or doing anything with the music industry, what would you be doing right now at this moment?
Just pursuing acting, and going about it like that, cause I like doing the whole movie thing, you know. And the checks, they come on time, and you don't gotta go hanging on windows telling everybody where your money at, and you know what I mean.
I love this dude right here.
Hey, Lush, he's not lying. They are on time when the commercial aired. Bam, right there.
Right, you know, you're getting your fat royalty checks on time. They coming in the mail. They just like, you don't got to call and ask when your money coming. Your check just automatically be there. You know what I mean? And then you get money you ain't even expecting. They just be there. You got a check. It's like $5,000 or $8,000 or $2,000 or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like
yeah.
a postage. Randomly. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and when
right.
they say you're going to have your check on that day, you have your check on that day. You know, you get breaks, you get lunch. I never had a 9-to-5, you know what I mean? So, you know, with acting, you work like, they only, you and you with the SAG, with the union, you know, you work 8 hours and they got to get a day off. You still get paid, even if it rains. So say like, if I'm making $4,000 a day and it rains for this whole week, I mean, I don't got to work and I still get paid $4,000 a day. And then the shoot doesn't start till the next week. And then I still make my money. So I like it. I like that. You know what I mean? That's why I love the whole acting thing.
You know why I'm Hustle laughing? Because he can relate to you because he does some acting also. So he know exactly what you're talking about.
You feel
hey,
me?
All the way to the bank, man. I'm serious. I got a commercial with Aaron right now. And I know what you're talking about. Cause it just aired, too. I'm like, hell yeah. Go on. Or it's like, tell me the
right.
truth.
And that's what was so good for me. That's what was so good.
Hello? Did we
lose? All right.
Now, we're here. 40 o'clock.
Okay. No, but see, that's what it is. That's why I always try to push people if they're doing acting or even, you know, the voiceovers, too. You know, the voiceovers for the commercials and all that. That's another situation where you get royalty checks and they give you the stuff on time because all the other stuff is like with the music industry, it's like you got to fight somebody, you got to call somebody, where my money at? What's going on? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You got to run up on somebody just to get your money, man. It's crazy.
Right.
I just left the streets to be up in this joint. What's going on? For real.
Hey.
Right.
Man, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, you know, what else is new with you, man? Tell us what's new, what's going on. I know you talked about the tour. Any other new things that's collabos or things that's going on? Tell us, you know, put us on point with that.
Everything's good with that, man. I mean, I'm just pushing, man. Everything, I'm loving the way everything is moving. The album, September 27th, you know, the campaign is really good. I'm loving the vibes. I'm loving that everybody loving a single. I feel good about it. I'm just working. I'm going to release the new single, which is me and CeeLo, you know, and everything should go good.
That's what's up. And with the record label and everything that you have going on, what is some of the advice? Are you looking for new artists to sign that are coming up, or are you looking for artists that are already in the industry? What are you looking for right now, or you're not signing anymore?
I'm grabbing the youth. Right now I got this new artist. Her name is Nia. I call her Zoo, my little Zoo lady. Her name is Nia.
Uh-huh.
And I got Lil Boo and the Zoo Babies. So, you know, right now, you know, we pushing with them right now. And, you know, I mean, if something come along, yeah, I'll find more new artists. But that's basically what I'm looking for, new artists. I'm looking for the youth. I'm trying
okay,
to get my own.
That's what's up. So you can groom them and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? You can teach them about the business and everything. I feel you. You don't want
right.
no old and stubborn joint over. You can't tell them nothing.
Word.
Can't tell them nothing. But I ain't
right.
listening to you. For real, man. That's what it is, man. So the youth, them, you know, we got to definitely, if we got any youth and stuff, we'll definitely send them over your way. And if you got your Zoo Babies, you know what I'm saying, when you get a chance, you can slide us in some of their music, you know what I'm saying, so we can support that because we love the people over here.
Word. Let's get it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But I know you're a busy man, and we ain't going to hold you up too much because I know you're doing your thing and everything. But the last thing, if you could give, you know what I'm saying, the youth them some advice, you know what I'm saying, what would it be?
You know, never give up, keep your head up, keep pushing, never let nobody, never quit. Always pursue what you set out to do. Get it done, finish it, and you'll be satisfied with the outcome as long as you finish it, you know?
Definitely. So could you put your Twitter, all that information so they can go check you out, websites, everything like that, 40?
Yeah, best ways to get in touch with me is 40glock.com. I try to give all the news, controversy, political issues, everything. Keep the ghetto on their toes, you know what I mean? Keep everybody hip. It's 40glocc.com. And, you know, I try to talk to all my fans on the Twitters and everything. And that's twitter.com/40glocc. And also Facebook is facebook.com/40glocc. Everything is 40 Glock. You can find me pretty much everywhere. And I'm very social, you know what I mean? As far as when it comes to social networks, I try to answer and holler back at everybody. If anybody want to do business, they can hit me at zoolife333@gmail.com. You know what I mean? That's zoolife333@gmail.com. But that's about it, you know. Hit
that's
me up. Holler. Get that album, New World Agenda, September 27th.
Make sure you follow us back at Lush Radio Online because I'm following you. So make sure you follow me back.
Okay, for sure. I'll do that.
Okay. And can we get a big shout out? This is 40 Glock, and you're now listening to Lush Radio Online. Can we get that real quick?
Yeah. Yo, what up? This Big Bad Four. Miss G, you next Zoo Life. And right now, you listen to Lush Radio. You feel me? Yes. Suckity chump.
Yay. That's what it is, man. We love you. Salute, man. And I know you got to get back to business. And we truly appreciate you. Shout out to my boy Prince for providing us with this interview tonight. And
for
keep
sure.
doing what you do, man. It's all love, baby.
All love. All love.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We just had your boy, 40 Glock Live in the building. We're going to go ahead and play that joint again. If you didn't hear it, welcome to Cali, the remix, baby. And we're going to come right back. We love you, 40.
Where you at, water?
I'm trapped in my own mind. I trap like I'm in bondage. Everybody ain't eating. Some of us hungry like a hostage. Mess around, come up leaking with your 30-round cartridge. To the right, he's playing. We'd do anything to get fed. California reality with a California mentality. Pushing weight like calories to collect our salary. Pimpin' pink toes like Becky Marge and Valerie.
Who you allergic to?
I'm allergic to suckers. Mine like allergies.
West,
that's right.
West side. This is for the west side. We're firm. This is for the west side. West side. This is for the west side. West side.
California chucks with these California strings. Real California dickies with these California bees. Say the wrong thing, get hit with them California things. I come from a land of them California G's. Catch me Benny Coney sipping California lean. And if you really with it, join my California team. We some real bees and some California C's. Oh, you didn't know? It's the California thing.
This is for the West Side, West Side. This is for the West Side, we're swag. This is for the West Side, West Side. This is for the West Side, West Side. Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California.
What a great street tripping in the low low. Dipping in the laws, keep tripping, but you know we do it our way. California, IA, West like Kanye, from G's to boys to me and no singing like Wanye. Gangsta shit with a cute bitch. She roll a blunt and count money and talk shit. Use a trick. You wanna know my bitch dress size? Break bread or fake dead? This is for the best side, the West Side.
West Side, West Side. This is for the West Side. We're swag.
Welcome to the Bay, man.
Yeah.
You a long way from L.A., man.
Yeah.
But it's just dangerous. No Crips and Bloods, but the shit don't change that much. Niggas still represent throwing up. You can't have a good time if you don't know enough. Cause Cali girls like to show that stuff. And us Oakland niggas, we have them hoeing up.
This is for the West Side. West Side. This is for the West Side. We're from.
California fan, I'm on that California kush up in early Cali smash. California earthquakes, California sunshine. Caught up in that twist, calling California. California politics and California consequences. Bitches be flocking to California, flipping like pigeons. California band, fully automatic weapon. California kid to a California legend. When Cali get together, watch how California ball. Show some California love, put some plaques up on the wall. California scream for the Golden State Warrior. Born in Detroit, but made in California.
Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California. Yeah, welcome to California.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
First it was Grandmaster Caz, the KRS-One, Tariq, Peter Gunn, Fat Joe, Big Pun, Mike Son, Remy Martin, and Corey Gunn. Now you got Freddy Gusser, yeah, yeah, Monster Rap, yeah, the Bronx is back. Still grind with the pack where I conquer at. I'm who them bitches and them niggas love. Extra clip, bigger snuff, might drop a bit of blood. Fred the God, bit of blood. We what it is, they what it really was. They tell me I'm with Biggie, was I say no. He the greatest of all time, I'm here to flow. They hear the flow, I hear the cheers, oh. I get busy, y'all hear me though. I got a drug spot, white range, fly mugshot with the blood clot, white plane.
We all been up on the years, we all been up to the years. We all been up with them things, we all been up. God, we have the kind of back, we all been up. And now we got the brown eyes. This a new day, oh. But I take over, man, I cruise to your town in a the Range Rover. Them tell me you're the hardest, yo, fresh and hardest. Me no see nobody where coulda better than I am. Brightest light, shine right through the night, man. Light the one where you plug in for the nightstand. From where I stand, everybody's a bystander. Jump bombs like I ran, so I then some man. They're saying they're better than I am. To me, they're foreign and you're deaf on the island. Don't change your mind, any day you see island. Submerged on the water, dead right there. Every time they back up, I give a breath of fresh air. When they hear myself, the day is very clear. Like, hey, calm, skin tone, it's not fair. No time, no blow, so now I'm neither. Delivery late, that means
mean three free pizza. They come to the X. We are the leader, them boy can't cut them speed, yeah. We are villa on the ends, we are villa to the ends. We are villa with them things, we are villa, we are villa, we are villa. Cause we have the carnival, we are villa. And now we got the brown eyes. This a no J-over, but I take over. Man, I cruise to your town in a the Range Rover. Them to me are the hardest, yo, fresh and hard, yeah. You know me, I tell you now. You see when it comes to dance, I'm bitter, yeah. You see when it comes to hip hop, yeah. I'm fresh. I'm with you, my nigga. Them boy that, them say, oh, yeah. Watch me all night. We tell them, say, we are leader. Oh, what am I here about? No mercy. I'm bitter. Punish. We are villa on the ends, we are villa to be ends, we are villa with them things, we are villa, we are villa, we are villa. Cause we have the carnival, we are villa, we are villa. And now we got the brown eyes. This a no J-over, but I take over. Man, I cruise to your town in a the Range Rover. Them to me are the hardest, yo, fresh and hard, yeah.
I took you out of Cali, and I took you out of New York with Fred the Godson. We had your boy 40 Glock live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? He dropped some jewels. He told the truth. You know what I'm saying? Very positive young man. So we got to support what he's doing out there. Welcome to Cali, man. There's some real crazy stuff out there, man. But you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. And support everybody that's in the industry doing their thing, man. And make sure y'all check out Miss March again. It's a hilarious movie. Check it out. Your man 40 Glock is in the building on this one, so check that out. Shout out to all the callers that called in. Yeah, you know what it is, man. Welcome to California, man. Make sure you follow 40 Glock on Twitter, 40 G-L-O-C-T on Twitter. Make sure you follow your girl Leshy Lesh at Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and take it to some J. Cole, Trey Songz, Can't Get Enough. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. Let go.
Cold World. South Side. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. East Side. West Side. Worldwide. Ride out.
Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes, then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't brag, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet chain. She calling, she's texting, she's falling, but let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, can't get enough. I can't get enough. Can't get enough. I can't get enough for what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it.
Hey, flow, try to cold, high to even way out in London town. Hoes holler cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last little nut, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I want to get up in the gut, alright. Never fuss or fight, on the ground trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache. She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, can't get enough. I can't get enough. Can't get enough. I can't get enough for what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it.
Hey, cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5 like chain 420. so what I look like, skirt. Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's a hook right there.
Said I heard you got a main fix. I'm assisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need her.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need her.
I can't get enough.
As I look around, we the only niggas with that A1 Perico. I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope, straight off the iPhone. He want a quote, he talking 9 zone. He bought 4, I brought him 5 more. 9 piece, straight 8 ball. MJG, bitch, I got 8 balls. 9 piece, straight 8 balls. MJG, bitch, I got 8 balls. Swap out, still independent. Distribution Mexican, he still sending. No contract, take my word. Send 100 packs, bitch, steal my bird. Shoebox, no shoes in them. In the two-seater, me and 2 women, no Def Jam. Went solo, just because these prices so low. I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope, straight off the iPhone. He want a quote, he talking 9 zone. He bought 4, I brought him 5 more. 9 piece, straight 8 balls. MJG, bitch, I got 8 balls. 9 piece, straight 8 balls. MJG, bitch, I got 8 balls.
King Young Gunner, hotter than a sauna in the summer. Nigga think I'm playing around. If you wanna bring the thunder and the lightning like the cycling, if you try me on my Warren Buffett shit, that monkey shit behind me. You want the square, nigga, you know where to find me. Don't call me on my cell, you trying to sell a pimp to jail. If you buying 25, you can get it for the 12. Uncut, rocked up, got tan and tail. Hey, let me send a little message to my enemy. You niggas get to tell and have them buried for they sentence me. Come to ATL, hit any trap that they remember me. Billionaire swag with a dope boy energy.
I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope, straight off the iPhone. He want a quote, he talking 9 zone. He bought 4, I brought him 5 more. 9 piece, straight 8 balls. MJG, bitch, I got 8 balls. 9 piece, straight 8 balls. MJG, bitch, I got 8 balls. Soft white, I got that team mix. I'm going gold, from to the brick. I'm on the road, let's buy some new whip. Trick 100 hoes, spend a few chips.
Rosé.
9 piece, straight 8 balls. Bitch, I'm blowing up like napalm.
Woo.
Got your bottom bitch going AWOL.
Woo.
Niggas looking at you like you fell off.
Woo.
No, sir, not me.
Not me.
I'm double platinum just like my Ferrari. Bulletproof, nigga Teflon. Why you snorting that? That shit stuck.
Rumpa.
Baby, you're the best I ever had. Fucked up. Yeah. Pocket broke as hell, another rock and sell. Yeah. broke as hell, another rock to sell.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up. Pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell. I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Rap fast, but never look back. Gotta keep a clear head and watch out for the movie traps. Never been a dude who raps, always been a dude who snaps. A crack a joke and make you laugh, but now I'm known for making sex. And I want it in the worst way. Need that money like water, so I'm starting to say. Never settle for anything in first place. I ran so much, my knees need surgery. And the cop tried to lock us up for selling rocks, but a 9-to-5 won't hire us, so how are we supposed to stop? Was born at the bottom of the world, but now I'm calling to the top. Tell them big what we do.
Pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell.
And I ain't P. Diddy, but I can't stop, won't stop. Till my casket drops, I'm chasing every knot. And I won't give in till my feet stop.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up. Pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell. I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up. Pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell.
I'm real nice, real rap, real life. I know what waking up, not eating a meal feel like. I'm still hungry, the only reason I deal white is to get cheddar, to buy whatever I feel like. For real, if I don't got money, then I don't feel right. It's like I feel funny if I don't got real money. That you rich, you a real dummy. If you rich, you say that you broke, you real funny. Money got ice on, but can't keep its lights on. All got a Bentley, but his bank account empty. I woke up, fucked up, but fuck it. I'ma go to sleep with more than I woke up.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up. Pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell. I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
I got
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up. Pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell.
Yo, being fucked up, yeah, something you don't know about. No pot to piss in, no window to throw it out. You know a couple people that got it, but they holding out. Especially when they know that you need it, they start showing out. You ain't giving up, you a fighter. You've been in a jam, but this time is getting tighter. You pulling all-nighters, only thing in your pocket is a lighter. Grams getting higher, your land's getting drier. Bitches ain't on you, your man's in the flyer. Ha, you ain't got the proper attire. Nah, get focused, quit. Dreams of being rich, wake up broke as shit. I know.
I know how it feel to wake up fucked up. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Try hand me a joint burner. Starsky and Hutch minus the fuzz. Now Fly Boys. That's what you want to call us anyway.
Stick together like, cotton and mud. Some chicks counting the butts. Mouth got cotton probably from the drugs. Lot of pot in my process, love. Don't hate a nigga cause I'm blessed. Judge me by my progress, bruh. I obsess with every dollar I get. Fuck you think we made it out the project, fuck. The object is to make money and get the most from it. And more money. money, cause more money ain't enough of it. I know niggas who have money and let it go to nothing. Just blow money and ain't got nothing to show for it. That's fucking stupid. Same as my diamonds in the fact I'm buying all this new shit. Made a million the way a nigga grind will be a blueprint. I'm talking champagne shit. Audemars, Taylor made shit. Look at my jacket, say handmade.
Say it's about time, niggas made it. My girl in the sheet, fast asleep, I'm in the street. After the cello peddling melodies, purchasing better things. On the road to the riches, I done drove over niggas. My nigga, we major, we been major since independent. Made it to where they stand, we made it, but we ain't handed. We too busy getting it. Hound dog sniffing it out, twisting a whole pound. Celebrating the fact that them whack fools had it, but this here's the take back. And them haters can't hate that. Salute me from across a crowded club, homie, I take that as love. Real nigga shit, the only thing I'm dealing with, sir. Bitch, you know that I'm the reason that you still in this club. Get out the corner of my eye and get in this truck.
Is my side hoe smoking top shelf on the top floor. I'm a boss, bitch. I take my time and get a pronto. You probably fucking around doing some shit I ain't got time for. Pussy boy. Fucking with your whole anatomy, bitch. My new crew look like an academy, bitch. It's finally famous, the faculty, bitch. Killing these niggas, no casualties, money, and weed is a real nigga salary. Man, these rappers sound like me, and honestly, that shit is so flattering, bitch. They want me to slip up and fall. Crash, burn, but I just keep pissing them off. I got movies to make. I got women to call. I got deals on the table. I can't be dealing with y'all. Niggas, rather crash parties and burn money. And if you pick the asses up, you still can't earn from me. Bottom line is, I never wait in lines. Bitch, and I'm rolling king. Bitch, I'm your royal highness. Yeah.
is today. But today I promise, if we don't make our own way, somebody'll take it from us. Pass it like rats to cheese. So Lord help me please, cause I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. Living like I'm bulletproof, cocking a Glock and aiming shoot. My future's ever clear, 180 proof. So I open the bottle to swallow my pride and drink the pain away. I take shots and just lay up, then fade away. Dreaming a better day, dreaming a better pay. But we got our work cut out for us, so we better pray. Pray to uphold the weak, not for eternal sleep. But if I die, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Living like a bulletproof weed.
Cause killer, crush cowards, cold flatline. Just a fucking follower without the at sign. While you trending topics, I puff the illest traffic. Blend somewhere in Amsterdam with the thickest pocket. How you sign with niggas but claim indie? How you grind with niggas who ain't stingy? How you that fucking broke but claim Fendi? How you an MD but never rhymed on an MP? These depressions are ass when I step in your path. Cause you stay so corny, your records are trash. Don't make me trash them. Rap niggas got me laughing. Cause they funny like Tracy Morgan, but dressed like Tracy Chapman. I make ugly rap. This the lyrical version of Beetlejuice. I smoke weed and just eat the food. Black Air Max and my jeans are loose. Smack it to your teeth loose. The lost cause you fucking need recruits.
I get a rush.
It's the girl that she left, and we back in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Shout out to 40 Glock for coming through and showing us mad love on Lush Radio Online, man. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, man, and come rock with us every day, you know what I'm saying? And on Friday, it goes down. Out of here Fridays, Mondays, TDI NYC. Follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online, man. It goes down. www.lushradioonline.com. Each and every Thursday it goes down. Taste Lounge at Taste Lounge DC, 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast DC. Shout out to Quan Lee, it's his birthday today, man. Shout out to all those go-getters that's getting money out there in the streets, man. Shout out to my sister from another mother, Emma E2K. She's live in Puerto Rico right now. Shout out to all my Puerto Ricanos out there. And you already know what it is. NYC, what it do, baby? The girl lets you lush, man, and we out of here. Peace. You heard? And you know what? All your dreams and everything that they said, man, everything you want to do is written in the stars, and I'm out of here. Peace.
So many different styles, cause I got more than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully relaxed, barack. I try teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look on my jacket and hat, slow down to earth, slow down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Until they hear you out.
Written in the stars, a million miles away, a message to the man.
you know, shout out to everybody, man. I told you I was out, but we got a caller. So shout out to this caller. We got a caller from the 917 New York, New York. What to do, baby?
What's going on? TDI, baby. What's going on?
What's up, TDI NYC? What to do, famo?
Chilling, chilling, baby. What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. We had 40 Glock live in the building from G-Unit, and he was dropping some knowledge with us. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shouts to him. You know what I mean? Everybody's going crazy over here. There's a raccoon on site, and everybody's scared of raccoons, apparently. So. No. Yeah,
you got
what's going on?
Raccoons in the
bump. Not on me, but.
That's crazy,
all over
right
the Bronx,
there.
Baby. But yeah, man, shouts to you. Shouts to the whole movement. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to everybody over there. Team Lush is the movement. If you're not with us, you're going to get roped over, B.
Definitely, definitely, man. TDI is doing his thing each and every Monday at 8 o'clock, man. He got a crazy show. Everybody's tuned in and listening, man. What you think about this new switchboard, though, son, that they got right now?
I like it. It's a little weird, though, man. I like it, though. It's a little more, you know what I'm saying? I like it because the fact that you can search the music and all that greatness, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
That's the block.
You can switch
for that.
You can move the stuff in the order that you want and stuff and everything.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, you can move the stuff in the order. If you highlight it and lift it up, you can move it to the order you want, and you can dial out to the callers that you want to dial out to. If you don't have them, like, already calling in, you can dial out, like, prank call somebody or something.
That's what's up, man. See, you could have never told me that, and I was on this Monday. Prank call season begins. Right.
Yeah,
that's the showcase. Shout out to Vice.
Definitely shout out to Vice, shout out to, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, on the squad. It's Quan Lee's birthday today, so we gave him a shout out today. He's doing his thing with Forbes DVD. Yup, today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, happy Bond Day.
Definitely, definitely. I just seen Emma, she hit me up on the Skype. She's in Puerto Rico having her vacation and stuff, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing in Puerto Rico. I got to go out there soon, man.
That's the way, that's the place to be, man, I'm telling you. That's the place to be, especially you. They love dogs and women.
I know, I'm about to go out there, man, go get me a Puerto Rican poppy and shit. For a second, you're preparing for my show to get tighter.
Yeah.
Yo, man, but... What's good with the summer, man? I need you to come out here to the DMV, man. I got this spot each and every Thursday, man. I need you to come down. Come through,
man. Let me tell you something, Lush. Every time you throw an event, it's so crazy. So for me to go up here on a Thursday, I don't think I'm ever going to be back, yo. I don't think I'm going to be back in time for my normal life. Like, I'm not going to be back in time for the show on Monday, none of that, so.
We going to kidnap you out here? If you don't,
I don't
you
know,
come
I'm
down,
afraid. I'm afraid.
You scared? You need to come out here and stop playing. We'll let you go back to New York for a little bit. Then we might have to kidnap you again. But you know what I'm saying? You got to come through, man. And come party, man. Drinks on me, man.
Oh,
come
shit.
Through.
It's on. It's on.
Come on. Drinks on me. Come through, man. You know what I'm saying? We want to treat the Lush family good out here, man. DMV.
Man, by Lush to the next fundraiser my homegirl throw, you heard?
What's the fundraiser?
I don't know what's the next one. She's sitting next to me right now, so when I get on the 411, I'm going to shoot it to you.
All right, make sure you put that situation out there, man. So what's new and what's going on with New Talk City? I got this on Monday. What's going on?
This Monday? We don't even know. I think this Monday we got an artist named L Pro, something like that. I don't really know who the artist is. That's on Showcase behalf. Showcase when he got the kid, so we about to listen to him. I heard some of his music. Very very old school, Grand Pooba type-ish, you know what I mean?
So what you think about your boy Frank Ocean? He just made the cover of Fader, and he was the trending topic on Twitter the other day. What do you think about him?
I don't even know who he is, honestly. I try not to even be in the loop too much. I try not to be influenced by it. Not in the bad way. I don't want to be influenced by nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I try to stay away from all media and all that type of craziness. I catch me on Twitter here and there, but I don't know who he is. I mean, shout to him, kid. Shout to him, man.
I love TDI. He's crazy.
Nah, I mean, you know, I mean, he made the cover to something. Hey, I wish I could make the cover to something.
Oh, well, you know, TD, I ain't make the cover, but I did get got a write-up up in Capital Magazine, and we're supposed to have another write-up in what's this joint, Making the Magazine and stuff. So, you know, we're working around doing things. Shout out to Coast to Coast DJs. We're a media sponsor for them. Their convention is coming up soon and stuff. So, you know, we working all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Different elements, man. And what's up with the new music, TDI? I know I'm getting a new intro, you know what I'm saying, going into, you know, the school days. Kids going back to school. I need a new intro, son. What's good?
Yeah, man, I'm going to be back in the studio, not this week, coming up the next one. So just
talk,
send me the video, send me, you know, put the request in, and I got you. That'll be the first line of duty.
Oh, you know what? Have you ever seen that movie, Miss March? You seen that before?
No.
Yeah, check it out. You know, 40 Glock was in the movie. He was at the end. He was the dude, M. Dot Horsepeg's homeboy at the end and stuff. He had his head off and stuff. 40 Glock is in the movie. He's actually doing his acting thing, too. That movie's hilarious,
man. That's a come up. Shout out to 40 Glock.
I think I'm gonna start acting too, son. You know what I'm saying? What's up? I'm gonna start getting Missy Elliott, you know what I'm saying? You know, impersonating.
Stop it.
How much you going?
No.
How much they going, son? I'm trying to get paid for that.
We're gonna have lunch in the new what's the name of that movie, man? Damn, I forgot the name. Some, I don't know, maybe Ocean's 15 or something, man. Ocean 15, Ocean 16, Ocean 17. We're going to 3-part series. We're going to cut out a deal.
For real, somebody need to cash me, man. Stop playing games, man. But it is what it is. Don't forget, each and every Thursday it goes down, the Harlem City meet and greet on the 20th, week of the 26th. We got NOE, Know the Name, Know the Difference from Bird Gang. He's going to be doing his video of a police party with us in the DMV. And we're moving around. We're doing things. We're trying to bring Kevin Shine down here. We're trying to bring Pretty Eye down here if he stop hiding from us. You know what I mean? But we out of here, man. each and every Monday, check out my boy TDI. And I'm out of here, man, for real. I'm really out of here, for real, seriously. I just had to answer the phone with TDI. You already know what it is. It's Fam on the building. Let's go.